Hi, just quickly, are you an avian vet?
Oh my God. All right, cool. That's good. All right, so we've been calling so many vets and no one is an avian vet. Holy Christ. Anyway, we have a ringneck who has changed his behavior in the last couple of weeks. He's been plucking out his feathers. His chest is raw, his neck is raw, and his wings are raw. He hasn't been, he used to, we couldn't get him to shut up. He was always talking and he hasn't talked in weeks. And we want to get him looked at because we're nervous and we're upset and we don't know what else. He's eating fine. He's eating seeds, fruit, and vegetables. Like he's eating fine. It's just his behavior. The only thing that's changed is we've gotten a puppy. But in saying that, the breeder we got Ringo from, the bird, had dogs as well. Yeah, so he's, and they don't really have any interaction with each other. No. We've got a cat as well, but again, that's no issue because he's an open cage bird. And the cat has been like, they've kind of been sleeping together months before any issues. So, about a year. Yeah. So I'm not sure if it's like a, I don't know, like a bird puberty thing. I don't know.
Bye. Fine.
Well, we've got him booked into our normal vet on Tuesday afternoon,
He was
but
hoping to come through now.
yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, we've got him booked in at our vet Tuesday afternoon, but we just wanted to see if we could get him sooner. It's at Shermside. Yeah, the one at Jindalee I called in Greenslopes, they put me to someone else. No, they didn't, they weren't an avian vet. They said they didn't specialize in avians. Yeah, I don't know, they. Yeah, I'm just telling you, they didn't. No, I had to call someone else. No, we'll see if we can get somewhere else. Thank you for your help.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, no, not a problem. Thank you so much. No, you're